It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Rory McIlroy applies the PGA Tour Nikit. Last week started very poorly for both Rory McIlroy and the PGA Tour, but it ended on a positive note, at least for Rory, as Tiger Woods remains wounded by his long-term injuries and the world number one golfer Jon Rahm now plays for the rival LIV Golf League. Rory McIlroy is the biggest draw on the PGA Tour. He just picked up his 26th career win on Sunday in Charlotte, North Carolina. The PGA Tour desperately needs Rory McIlroy to shine more than ever right about now. So let's discuss Rory's evolving story. You might remember when LIV Golf hit the scene about 2 years ago in 2022, it was Rory McIlroy who was one of the most vocal opponents of the new tour. While some of his fellow PGA golfers accepted millions of dollars in bonus bucks from LIV Golf and their Saudi Arabian backers, it was Rory McIlroy who let them know, "Don't let that screen door hit you on your way out." Just 1 year later, in June 2023, it was the PGA Tour who surprised everyone with an announcement of a merger with LIV Golf, which was supposed to take place by the end of 2023. And at that point, it was Rory McIlroy who began to soften his criticism of LIV Golf as the merger appeared likely to occur in 2024. As negotiations between the two rival men's golf leagues apparently hit a snag last year, the PGA Tour then announced a $3 billion partnership with U.S.-based Strategic Sports Group in late January of this year. Though neither the PGA Tour nor LIV Golf have actually called off their planned merger, Rory McIlroy started to sound a little bit more sympathetic to LIV Golf for playing more and more of their tournaments on a worldwide stage. Then in recent weeks, the rumor mill became filled with stories that Rory McIlroy had been offered upwards of $800 million to join the rival LIV Golf League. Both Rory and LIV Golf president Greg Norman vigorously stated that no offers had been made. And for Rory, this past week started in even more controversy. Apparently, some of his fellow PGA Tour members may have denied him a seat on the PGA's policy board to replace the departing Webb Simpson. McIlroy had resigned from that same policy board last November as he was citing personal and professional commitments. Now he was seeking a return. And after being denied that return to the policy board last week, the word spread that a few of Rory's fellow PGA Tour members, like Tiger Woods and Patrick Cantlay and Jordan Spieth, had been among those who had voted against placing him into that vacant board seat. Hey, what are friends for, right? Instead, the PGA Tour placed the 35-year-old Northern Ireland golf star onto a different type of committee. It is tasked with studying the nearly one-year-old merger proposal with LIV Golf. To his credit, Rory McIlroy downplayed this rather obvious slight from the top ranks of the PGA hierarchy and committed to helping the committee's work on a possible merger with LIV Golf. He said, quote, "It got pretty complicated and pretty messy, and I think with the way it happened, it opened up some old wounds and scar tissue from things which have happened before. There was a subset of people on the board that maybe were uncomfortable with me coming back for some reason. I wouldn't say I was rejected. It was a complicated process to get through to put me back on there, so that's all fine, no hard feelings, and we all move on." Moral of this story, don't make Rory McIlroy mad. I don't know about you, but I think last week's PGA Tour board snub appeared to have lit a fire underneath Rory McIlroy on the golf course for last weekend. In Sunday's final round in Charlotte, he played like Ryder Cup Rory, with a barrage of birdies and eagles as he zoomed to the top of the leaderboard at the Wells Fargo Championship in Charlotte. During an 8-hole stretch during the middle of his final round, Rory McIlroy went on an incredible 8-under-par binge. Starting at the 8th hole, he bagged 2 eagles on the par 5 holes and then added 4 more birdies. And by the time he reached number 16 tee, McIlroy had pulled away from his playing partner Xander Schauffele. He won by 5 shots and earned a cool $3 million first prize. Now this week, the tour moves to Louisville, Kentucky for the PGA Championship. And the last time it was played at this location, Valhalla Country Club, 10 years ago, the 2014 winner was none other than, you guessed it, Rory McIlroy. Now, needless to say, the PGA Tour, CBS Sports, who televises this, and the Golf Channel are all thrilled that Rory's golf game is peaking at the right time this week. The PGA Tour desperately needs Rory in the mix for the coming weekend. Rory McIlroy has provided a PGA Tournicket at the right time. Despite landing that $3 billion partnership with the U.S.-based Strategic Sports Group a few months ago, PGA Tour has been hemorrhaging some major golf tournament title sponsors for their weekly events at a rather alarming rate. With the annual cost of sponsoring a PGA Tour event running upwards of, are you ready, $15 million a year, these corporate sponsors do expect a little bit more than just some goodwill for their massive investments in PGA golf tournaments. The corporate advertising budgets for those major sponsors are under close scrutiny to determine the best bang for their marketing bucks. With no Tiger Woods around in most of the events in 2024, and LIV Golf poaching some of the biggest names in golf, television ratings for PGA tournaments have decreased by 10% this year. The corporate marketing staffer is responsible for making those massive annual investments in weekly PGA events are very aware that the slippage has happened in television viewership. Another major sponsor on the PGA Tour just bit the dust this past weekend. After a 13-year relationship with Wells Fargo Bank, the Charlotte, North Carolina stop on the PGA Tour is now in need of a new title sponsor. And that's not the only PGA event which has been on shaky ground recently. In 2023, a 42-year corporate relationship at the Honda Classic in Palm Beach, Florida ended. Over that time, the Honda Motor Company's annual PGA Tour stop contributed more than $60 million to local charities. A lack of top-name golfers participating at the Honda Classic, though, began to hurt the event in recent years. Some PGA players began to skip the event because it had been played on the rather difficult Champion course at PGA National. The winning score is rarely lower than 10 under par. Fortunately, the Honda Classic has now become the Cognizant Classic in 2024. In case you were wondering, Cognizant is a multinational IT and consulting company headquartered in New Jersey, and that company has agreed to continue the sponsorship of the golf tournament there through the year 2030. That's the good news. The Royal Bank of Canada, or RBC, sponsors two separate PGA events, and the contracts for both the longtime event at Harbortown, South Carolina, played the week after the Masters, and for the Canadian Open will both expire at the end of this 2024 golf season. RBC's chief marketing director dropped a very large hint that the company may be considering walking away from the PGA Tour soon if the top professional golfers from the PGA Tour and LIV Golf don't find a way to patch things up soon. Said Mary DiPaoli last week, quote, "So we're hoping that this rectifies itself soon. We're hoping that they can bring this sport together in a very healthy way that, again, benefits the players, the sponsors, and fans. If the fans are happy, we're happy. If the players are happy, we're happy. But right now, we're seeing a little bit of flux there." Farmers Insurance also recently advised the PGA Tour that their insurance company will stop sponsorship of the PGA Tour event in San Diego at Torrey Pines after it's played in early 2026. Last year in 2023, AT&T ended their 9-year relationship with the Dallas-based Byron Nelson PGA event. The good news for North Texas golf fans is a South Korean marketing conglomerate named CJ Group inked a new 10-year deal to sponsor the golf tournament there starting this season in 2024. Now, interestingly, the Byron Nelson PGA event was on the verge of signing a corporate sponsorship arrangement with defense contractor Raytheon. However, that deal fell through once the PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan learned that Raytheon had been selling missiles to, yes, Saudi Arabia. And in case you forgot, the PGA Tour and many of their top golfers have acted highly offended that the rival LIV Golf was being financed by the Saudi Arabian Investment Fund. Remember the Shell Houston Open? Well, Shell ended their 25-year run as the title sponsor a few years ago. And since then, the H-Town PGA stop has been sponsored only once by corporate sponsors like Vivint, which is a home security systems company, Hewlett-Packard, Cadence Bank, and in this year, the Texas Children's Hospital. So definitely, there is a trend going on. But this year, it's Rory to the rescue for the PGA Tour, well, at least for another week. The PGA Tour wants its younger winners to become the stars of the future. However, the 2024 list of winners has not exactly moved the television ratings needle in a positive direction. Winners this year have included non-household names like Grayson Murray at the Sony Hawaii Open, Matthew Pavon at the Farmers Insurance Open, Jake Knapp in Mexico, Austin Eckroat at the Cognizant Open in Florida, Bryce Garnett from the Puerto Rico Open, Peter Malnati at the Valspar Championship, Stefan Jaeger at the Texas Children's Open in Houston, and Taylor Pendrith at the CJ Byron Nelson Championship in Dallas. Yes, Scottie Scheffler has won four events this year, including the Masters, and he does appear to be running away with the Player of the Year honors. However, Scheffler may be missing this week's PGA Championship in Louisville, as his wife is still expecting their first child to be born any day now. And though they're never going to admit this, CBS Sports may be quietly rooting in their production trailers this week in Louisville for that contingent of LIV Golf's top players to make some noise at this week's PGA Championship. Due to the current rules regarding qualifications for this tournament, there will be 16 LIV golfers part of the field at Valhalla later this week. Let's face it, defending champion Brooks Koepka, John Rahm, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, and even 54-year-old Phil Mickelson are going to attract more interest from the average golf viewer on television this week than that list of young winners from the 2024 PGA Tour, which I just mentioned earlier. Yes, Rory McIlroy holds a lot of power right now. If Rory McIlroy wanted to make the move to LIV Golf, there is no doubt that he would receive the highest offer yet from this emerging but highly unprofitable worldwide golf league. The PGA Tour needs to tread very carefully with Rory right now. They have everything to lose if Rory should ever decide to pick up that phone and place a call to LIV Golf's Greg Norman soon. I'm Swamp Swami.